Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
And we're live. You're very welcome along to the Friday Football Betting Show here on Off the Ball. And it's hot under the lights. A little bit hotter than our gambling has been over the last couple of weeks because we have not been picking winners for you. I say that. We have been giving you access to some offers that have been very good and that have been clicking. The advice that you've been getting on this show has not been particularly good. So if anybody wants to give us some good betting advice, we're open to that. And we have prizes to give away to the best tweets and comments. You can leave a comment for us wherever you're watching this on the live stream, on YouTube, on Facebook, or indeed on Twitter. I'm going to talk you through this week's offers before we go any further because we've got some decent ones for you this week. We've got an enhanced offer on Eden Hazard to score first. It is 11-2 from 4-1. And we also have a Liverpool Man United. And so that's the Hazard offer there. Liverpool Man United and Bournemouth to win is enhanced from 7-2 to 5-1, which on a normal week you would say is 5-1 about Bournemouth to win. But this is not a normal week because they're all knackered, haven't come back from Europe.
Yeah, and I think if you're Liverpool, you'll be hoping that the euphoria of beating PSG in injury time, now you play Southampton. So you've got to get back up for this game. And these are the games that if you want to be serious title contenders, you've got to win. I think they'll win, Ger. I think Liverpool will win. Man United at home to Wolves. United are just starting to kind of get the job done. The last three occasions without setting the world alight, but they're winning. And that's what it's all about, 3 from 3.
Who in the office was saying that they thought that Man United were like blah, blah, blah in the league this year and just focusing on the Champions League? I was like scoffing wildly at it when I heard it. And then I saw the team on Wednesday night, was it? And I was like, hang on a second, that's actually the best available team that he's picking. He's not just picking Alexis Sanchez because he's Alexis Sanchez. He's putting the best players in their best positions in a style of play that allows him to be good.
I wonder, did he pick Rashford though, because he knows Rashford can't play in the Premier League because of the suspension. That's one theory. But the Alexis Sanchez thing, it's starting to look like they've bought a player. Well, they didn't buy him, but they make up for it in the wages they pay him. They've brought in a player who they didn't really need, but he was the marquee name that they wanted. So he gets United fans excited. Oh, we just signed Alexis Sanchez, but he's been hopeless for them.
Yeah, he just hasn't settled in at all.
He was hopeless for Arsenal towards the end, but we all thought he just wants to leave.
Yeah.
So we thought when he went to United, oh, we'll see the real Alexis Sanchez again. But
maybe he's done. We'll get onto those games in a minute. I want to run through our bets last week just to remind everybody of how bad it was. And I've got a defence in this, right? So my bets first. And I was scoffed at wildly in the office, and I guess rightly so, because I picked Newcastle to beat Arsenal, and that just did not happen. So the rest of them were Chelsea to beat Cardiff 11-2-1. They did that. City to beat Fulham 8-1, and they did that. Liverpool to win, which was the one that actually gave me a bit of value here as a multiplier, 7-5. They did that. And United to beat Watford, a shade odds on by the time of kickoff. They were nearly evens, I think. They were close enough to it anyway on the day. But that's a five-way, and I get my money back because I've got a five-way the accumulator insurance.
The accumulator, absolutely.
So screw you giving me these in the office.
Listen, it's very good having that ACCA insurance with Boyle Sports, to be fair. 5, won't let you down. Money back is a free bet. Not a bad way to go. But I think what you said...
It would have been better now if I got an Arsenal result right. But anyway...
Newcastle started well. I was thinking they're gonna do this. But after 20 minutes, they were done.
Yeah.
But I think it's still probably 5-1 on Bournemouth to beat Burnley away. I think United will beat Wolves at home. I think Liverpool will beat Southampton. So you're looking at Bournemouth at 5-1 to beat Burnley away from home.
I mean, you might be. We'll come to that. Yeah. I have my doubts. We'll get to those pictures. Got to give you. I'm not the only one whose bet didn't win last week, by the way. So who are we doing next? We're gonna do Phil's next. I mean, I thought this was okay.
This certainly got off to such a good start.
Because Man City versus Fulham over 5.5 goals.
Yeah, like first goal after 90 seconds, I'm thinking second goal after 21 minutes, I'm thinking grand. Yeah, if you get to halftime 3-0, three goals in each half, and it's done. But they were pretty bad in the second half. Even Guardiola was disappointed. He felt my pain. He was like, lads, you got to be more clinical.
Yeah. Kev's bet next. I mean, it's still a losing bet. This one, Wolves, Everton and Liverpool to win. So I think Everton let us down in that one.
Badly, yeah.
Yeah, badly.
Wasn't the worst idea behind it. And then, Leon, your bet was, again, we had some of this come up. So yours was over 2.5 goals, Salah anytime assist and both teams to score at 13-1. Salah let us down.
Hasn't hit the ground yet. Still getting in the right positions, however. Wouldn't lose faith with Mo Salah just
now. The two Liverpool fans are like,
is the problem that he has hit the ground with his shoulder? I wonder, is the shoulder injury still bit of an issue for him. But he was still well able to throw that bottle the other day.
Would they not have fixed that, thinking, like, it's a long season, we need you to be...
I think what maybe Phil is alluding to is I think probably he rushed himself back for Egypt.
Yeah. Mm.
And maybe there's a little bit of a knock-on effect from that.
But if you're Liverpool now, do you not think, okay, we're going to give you whatever time you need to get well?
They have the options now. They could play Shaqiri for a while if they wanted to leave Salah out to... like if he's on the mend. But it just looks like even during the World Cup when he came back that he didn't really fancy the physical aspect of it. And in fairness, you couldn't accuse him of that last season because some of the goals he scores, he's got a lot of strength, especially like he's got that that old school GAA backside where, you know, if you try and get the ball off him, he can get his body in the right position and you can't get him off the ball. But he's given the ball away a lot more this season. He's coughed up possession. Obviously, his pass that went astray for the PSG equaliser the other night as well.
Yeah, OK, we'll talk a bit more about some of that stuff now because we're going to look at this week and hopefully have some better luck.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
So we were chatting before we came on and Leon goes, geez, I can't remember the last time that Liverpool, United and
City
were all playing at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Phil knew straight away.
I heard it during the week. Because I was thinking the same, because obviously we have to pick a game for Premier League Live to do 3 o'clock. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, sometimes... you're looking at the fixtures and you're scratching your head going, oh, this is a tricky one.
Like a 6-pointer.
Yeah, but this was one of the weeks where like, oof, we've got a choice to make. And we tend to have to make the choice a good few weeks out because obviously flights and booking commentators and all that. So we went for Liverpool-Southampton because we had a feeling Liverpool were going to be up near the top of the league. And City, they are the champions, but they don't have the same interest as Liverpool and Man U do.
Amongst the City fans, even, it turns out.
Yeah, there's only 30,000 there.
That's mad.
Yeah, they must be charging high prices.
It doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah,
they were favourites for the European Cup.
Mm. I know.
And their first home game.
I know.
Against a good team.
Yeah.
Whatever's happened with the Champions League and City, it just doesn't seem to be appealing to the fans at the moment.
Unless they're giving away 20,000 free tickets every week for the Premier League matches and they can't just bring themselves to do it for the Champions League. There's something going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
They haven't really embraced the European football though, because remember they booed the anthem. They got a warning or a fine over that as well. So they haven't really... and I know people joke about, oh, they don't have the pedigree in Europe the way Liverpool or Man U do, but there's actually a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, but you would think that here's the team that actually might be able to get them some pedigree. And so, you know, it's like... the thing that everybody wants to win is the Champions League. They've already won enough leagues.
Yeah.
Like, this team is not going to be defined by winning 3 leagues in a row. It's like, oh, great, well done. How'd you do in the Champions League? Knocked out in the last 16, didn't make it out of the group stages. Like,
that's what Pep was brought in for, to win the Champions League.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's talk about that City game then, okay? City are at Cardiff. We don't think that Cardiff are going to do anything in this, but I just have a terror of betting on any of these teams who played midweek, especially the ones either coming off a great result or a bad result. If one of these teams played okay, I'd be like, okay, well that's... But there's like the massive roller coaster that Liverpool were involved in. There's the humiliation really that City were involved in. And I'm not even sure what the reaction from Manchester United is going to be. It's like, we are big time Charlies. Like
They're back. I mean, that's what some people think.
Well, I mean, I can get behind that a little bit. This is a game, the Wolves game is one they have to win. But let's talk briefly about the Cardiff City game first. So what do we think is going to happen here? Is this like a routine victory?
Yeah, and like Guardiola, what we haven't alluded to was watching that game against Leon from the stands. And you watch him during games and, okay, I know the players are well drilled, but he's constantly on them. He's constantly telling them what to do and giving them the direction they needed. So he couldn't do that and he'd be back. He'll be back in the dugout tomorrow and you would imagine there'll be a reaction. Sergio Aguero signed the new contract. He'll probably start. Didn't start during the week because there was a bit of a doubt over an ankle injury. But I wouldn't be worried about City. They have a great away record as well. They've only, since they lost that game at Anfield, they've taken 23 from 27 points. So they don't lose away games.
Especially against Cardiff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, look, their price would suggest 13-2 on to beat Cardiff. I wouldn't be backing City.
No.
But I agree with Phil. I think there will be a reaction. I was a little bit disappointed with Pep's first 11 against Lyon, to be fair. I thought he didn't give Lyon enough credit. I thought he probably bought into the whole media hype. Oh, this is a 2-3 easy victory for us. Neil Warnock will fancy his chances for the first 15-20 minutes, and then I think City will come out on top quite comfortably.
I forgot what he was sent off for against Liverpool. What was the Guardiola ban for?
It was the goal that was disallowed, remember? And he remonstrated at half time.
So we didn't actually see it. We didn't see the demonstration, do we?
There's oh, no we do. Like, he goes up. He's a bit...
On the field?
Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure it continues down the tunnel as well.
So he gets sent off at that point, and then the ban holds over.
He was up in the stand for the second half. And what's notable when you watch City, when Guardiola isn't there, they definitely aren't the same team. They don't.
Which is completely ridiculous, isn't it?
I know. Like, they're adults. Like, they should be able to do...
And the training ground is supposed to be... Like where, and we've seen the footage of him all the way back to Barcelona time, and then the Bayern Munich stuff has emerged, and now there's a whole documentary showing how intense he is in the training ground. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's the players, they look up and they don't see him there and they think,
oh, day off.
Where's our comfort blanket?
We're on holidays. Let's move on to the Liverpool Southampton game here. So, Liverpool, again, a fairly prohibitive price here at 11-2 on.
Yeah, and look, Liverpool, I think if you look at last year, I remember watching a few games after Champions League games, and they were dreadful. So I'm hoping...
Southampton 16-1.
Yeah, it's a big price for Southampton. No Danny Ings, of course, he can't play.
That's a ridiculous rule, by the way. Yeah. That really annoys me.
You know, against the loan his rule. Club that's allowed him to loan him out. But I think Liverpool are a different proposition this year.
Does it not make sense?
I don't think so.
What if you don't try? What if you're like... Do you know, that's the it's there for the non-triers. It's not for the can't score against them, really.
Yeah, like, you'd like to think that someone like Danny Ings would try even harder.
So, you know, and in each individual case by case, but if you're, say you're Chelsea and you loan two players out to Watford and two to Hull and two to whoever, and then they're up against Man United in the last three games of the season or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, there's it just leaves too much room for the...
Sniffing. You're looking. You want integrity.
I mean, okay, it's Premier League football. I'm probably looking for too much here.
But I think Liverpool, Jared, they're an entirely different proposition this year. The competition for places. Sturridge comes in, gets his chance, scores. Should have scored more, but still, everyone knows if you're not doing it, there's someone on the bench who can come in and probably will do it. And therefore, I think it'll be a very strong side because they play Chelsea then midweek in the League Cup when everybody will get a rest.
Yeah.
So I think Liverpool will beat Southampton, and I wouldn't be surprised if they beat them 2-0. I think Liverpool's back five are very, very strong.
Beat them 3-0 last season. Salah actually scored a great goal, but just touching on what you said about the Champions League, one win in games after the Champions League group stage. So it's six games, they only won one of the six after the group stage. So it is that, can you manage the elation of beating like one of the European heavyweights as well?
Nobody is sleeping well who played for that Liverpool team after that victory the other night. Everybody is like still awake in the middle of the night going, that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like proper European nights. I was part of it. I played my bit. So they've got to come down the next day and then slowly get back up. And it's a Southampton team they all know very well, who actually have a really good record against Liverpool in recent seasons.
Especially under Claude Puel. I remember they played them four or five times in one season.
And they never
beat them. Actually, they didn't score in like three or four of those games. Yeah. But I think at Anfield tomorrow, as I said, there's a different feel about Liverpool this year. And I think they know if they want to keep the pace with Man City, these are must-win games.
Yeah, if they blow this, then people are going to...
Same old Liverpool.
Is it the same old Liverpool? But the thing is, they're not playing particularly well in some games, but they're winning. They're not putting enough chances away.
Do you pick Salah to start? Do you give him a bit of a rest? Are you sticking with the team, give him every game to try and get the...
You pick Salah, you bring Firmino back in. Like, Sturridge did okay. Like, it was a good finish. I mean, it was all about the ball in from Andy Robertson. But
I think that does a little bit of disservice to the finish. I think that, like, those headers, you see them missed so often.
Oh, yeah. Like, he missed another header.
It's an easier chance.
Where he got no power in it at all. And he wouldn't be noted for his heading ability. So, yeah, I don't want to take it away from him. But the ball in was incredible. It was a first-time ball from Andy Robertson. So, I would imagine Firmino comes back in, and they're just so much better with him.
Matthew Moyle says, wise words not to be back in City. And Patrick Griffin on Facebook says, I think Manchester United Wolves are going to be the coupon buster. It's a tight match. Mm. The prices for Man United Wolves, so we've seen massive odds on for Liverpool and for Manchester City. Manchester United, still not massive odds on. It's 6 to 10 was the price, the latest price that I had.
4 to 7 now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, 4 to 7. So actually, little bit of support coming for Wolves, slightly. But I just think with United, no Rashford, as Phil said.
No Mavic either.
So, and Wolves are probably one of these types of sides that will go to Old Trafford and probably relish playing at Old Trafford, because a lot of these players will be their first time there. They play a nice brand of football. But I still just think United, having won their last three, they're just starting to get a little bit of momentum. And although Wolves will put it up to them, I expect United to get over the line, but I don't think it'll be easy. But I think they'll just have enough.
Yeah.
Wolves are going to have plenty of the ball, but they're not scoring enough goals. They scored two against Everton on the first weekend, and then all their other wins have been by the odd goal. So that would be my only concern. They're going to have to score at Old Trafford if they want to win. Mm. Like maybe they could get a draw, a one-all draw, but it'd be interesting to see what he does with Fellaini. He obviously didn't have him in for the Champions League game, but
stick him in for Matic, right? He's straight swap.
Yeah, the problem there though is, see, Matic is a footballer, Fellaini isn't, but yeah. Fellaini was brilliant against Watford, because we saw the team sheet last week and you thought Troy Deeney up against Smalling and Lindelof, and you thought uh-oh.
Yeah.
But every time a ball came into the box, Fellaini was there.
Yeah.
And he obviously set up Smalling's goal. So that's the use. That's how you can use Fellaini in a positive role.
Smalling and Lindelof held their spots for midweek. That was the central defensive partnership?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
So is that it now? Has he decided, have they won the battle?
Well, you wonder, like, Marcus Rojo's coming back from injury. He likes Rojo because he's a bit more physical, but it still doesn't really inspire you.
Yeah, I still don't think he's settled Jair on his top two.
Yeah.
I think if there's a bad game by anyone, you're dropped. You know, you don't even have that luxury, whereas you see with the likes of Liverpool or even with Chelsea or even with City, if they have one mediocre game, they're still going to play the next game.
Yeah.
But I don't get that with United at the moment. No, I think every central defender is under pressure.
He likes to punish people.
He played Dallow, the right back, who made his debut on Wednesday night and did well enough.
Kenny was raving about him, thought that he looked like a proper footballer. Now, maybe you take him out of the team after a big high like that, or it's hard to know because there is no track record of Mourinho having a set pattern when it comes to bringing young talent in. Sometimes he sticks you in and you stay there for the rest of your life. Sometimes he sticks you in, you do really well, he abuses you in the press. Yeah. You don't do well, he still puts you in. Like, there's no template.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to we've done Liverpool, we've done City, we've done Manchester United. We can do some of the other 3 o'clock kickoffs here.
Burnley and Bournemouth, we were talking about, weren't we?
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting because obviously you think Eddie Howe used to manage Burnley. So he was at Bournemouth, went to Burnley, and then ended up back at Bournemouth. So it didn't have a good spell at Burnley, but look how it's worked out for both clubs. Obviously, Burnley got Sean Dyche and Bournemouth got Eddie Howe back, and they're both in the Premier League now. Eddie Howe is doing a great job. Like, there, a lot of people would have tipped them to go down, but they just go about their business the same way. They play the same brand of football, a bit like what we were talking about with Fulham last week, where they'll get a few hidings, but they'll just dust themselves down and they'll win enough games where
shake it off.
They're not going to get relegated.
Yeah. No. So Burnley are 9-5 to win. What are Bournemouth?
Yeah, well, Bournemouth are favourite at 6-4.
Ryan Fraser is on fire at the moment.
Yeah, and they just, I think Burnley at the moment, they're going to have to try and get a win. And the way Bournemouth could set up could really hurt Burnley. If Burnley push on, Bournemouth have got a lot of pace on the counter-attack. And they have goals in their side. I actually fancy Bournemouth. Burnley are just not playing anywhere near the level that they had last year. And I just think
this is their real level at the moment. They're relegation scrappers, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, last season was a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But I think Bournemouth, I'm liking the look of that enhanced treble of 5-1. Maybe it will be Man United who let us down. But I think Bournemouth at 6-4. It's a decent enough price, because Burnley, for me, just haven't got going yet.
Another comment coming in. Bournemouth, both teams to score, yes, is always a good bet. So is that Bournemouth to win? Is that what the... Yeah, so Bournemouth to win and both teams to score is always a good bet, says one of our listeners slash watchers there, because they always concede. Yeah, it used to be a great bet for Liverpool, actually, until they signed Virgil van Dijk, and then it ruined things for us. I was like, okay, that doesn't work anymore. Maybe it's Liverpool to win 2-0 is just actually the bet.
That price is 15-4, so just under 4-1 for Bournemouth to win and both teams to score.
That's a good bet.
Yeah.
If you fancy Bournemouth, it's definitely, because you can see Burnley sticking one in from...
In the mixer, yeah. Ashley Barnes.
Header from a corner.
Yeah, Sam Vokes played last week. But yeah, they're... Like Burnley give you loads of the way they did it. I think back to when they beat Liverpool a couple of seasons ago, and Liverpool at 84% possession. Burnley basically camped on the edge of the box, and they say to you, "Come on up here," and they almost dare you to shoot from 30 yards. And Coutinho that day was just blasting them over the bar. And when you look at the stats after, you're like, Burnley, something like they give up about 20 shots per game, but not that many are on target because they're all long distance shots. That's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
But now this season, unfortunately, teams are actually putting some of these away. Yeah. And like Wolves should have battered them last week in terms of the scoreline.
I'd say their expected goals stat, the concession of the expected goals last year probably was way down on what actually was supposed to go in against.
Oh yeah, again, they were a freak in terms of the stats. They were just cheating the system.
And then this year they crashed back to earth because, you know, that's how stats work. So I think in everybody's, certainly in my community and Kev's treble, we've both got Fulham to beat Watford. I feel very uncomfortable about Fulham beating Watford in the early kickoff. It's 7-5 and that's my big price that's driving up the value of my accumulator. I don't know what the truth is about Watford. Like, we've seen teams come out of the blocks, get 2 or 3 wins, and they managed to maintain it. And they were like... I don't know, were they good against Manchester United?
Good in the second half.
Stretching
good
it a bit.
Second half, yeah. But they put United under like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a bit of a, okay, I'm doing this for the price as much as anything.
It's always the risk doing it for the early game as well. I know a lot of people picked last week's one and we're going for Liverpool and that worked out. But yeah, like Fulham again, like complete, like he showed last week, Jokanović, he ain't changing how he plays. So... he just said we actually have to be braver. That's the way they're going to beat teams. But I just think home advantage, I would be leaning towards.
Just about though, right? It's not. Yeah. No one's feeling too confident about that. We'll get to our bets in a minute because that's in Kev's treble. It's in my treble as well. One of the other 3 o'clock kickoffs, Palace to beat Newcastle. this is going to be you're getting sacked in the morning if it happens, right? At some point.
Yeah, how long are we going to keep saying that it's all Mike Ashley's fault and that he hasn't given Benitez enough money? Sooner rather than later, the Newcastle fans who are very loyal to Benitez are going to look and say, we've got 1 point from 15. If Palace beat us, we've now got 1 from 18.
Oh yeah, but Roy Hodgson and Palace in particular, the fact that they lost the first 7 means that managers can point to that and go, don't panic, let's.
Yeah, but I just have a feeling Benitez is not, I'm not saying he's not putting it all in, but I'm just saying I think he's fed up and I think he wants out of there. And it's how long do you give him a chance to turn it around before it's gone past that. I fancy Palace. Again, Wilfred Zaha came back into the side last week, boom, they win.
Yeah,
it's amazing his influence on that team. And if he's there, Palace at home, I fancy Palace. I think Palace will beat Newcastle. Yeah.
I don't think there's any worry of Benitez getting the sack, though. Like, they've lost to Chelsea, Arsenal, City and Spurs. They've lost them all by 2-1.
They're good teams.
They drew a Cardiff. They missed a penalty in injury time to win that game.
But the rot sets in. The stink arrives. You can't shake it.
Yeah.
Mike Ashley, he's not a logical human being.
But it's a big game for them though, because if they were to lose, then I suppose you can't point that we were playing quality opposition. You're playing a team that is down near the bottom with you and probably has the same aspirations as Newcastle do. Just make sure that they kind of finish, you know, 12th.
40 points be magic.
Yeah, I just see Palace. I think that was a big win last week, and I think for the up to €100 matched free bet on offtheball.com/spoilsports, for new and existing customers, I just would like to put a bet on Palace, knowing that I'm getting extra as a free bet. I just fancy Palace at home. they're a tricky side at Selhurst Park, and I think this is a massive game for Benitez. I agree with you, if they lose, he won't get sacked immediately after the game. But then we've only got two games left to the international break. Now, if they were to fail to win any of those three, then you've got to be start looking at going, how is he going to change this around?
Let's talk about the Sunday games. We can talk about them in the context of your two bets as well, because Phil's gone for West Ham against Chelsea, both teams to score and no draw. Is that right?
Yeah, because I don't know if Arnautovic is going to start. He's a bit of an injury doubt, but if he plays, West Ham are a different animal, which they showed at Everton last week.
So just explain this bet. If either team wins, you win?
Yeah, as long as they both score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2-1 to either team, quids in, you don't care. Yeah. And then the last minute, 2-2 draw, and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, I'm cursing it.
Why aren't you backing Chelsea to beat West Ham?
Because I think if Arnautovic plays, I think back to that game last season as well, West Ham, there's a couple of fixtures West Ham love. Well, they get really riled up for Chelsea and Spurs. Those two games, when they play in their, they were brilliant at Upton Park. Now, obviously in the London Stadium, it's not quite the same, but they have beaten both sides. They beat Chelsea there last season. David Moyes was a big winner, and Arnautovic scored. I just think that front three excites me. Yarmolenko scored a couple last week. A second was brilliant. Felipe Anderson is quality. And obviously, Republic of Ireland international Declan Rice.
But he had a very good game, didn't he, last week?
I mean, he got the highlight reel on Match of the Day, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you know you're doing
the dark side.
But you kind of saw his performance, especially man-marking Sigurdsson. He was really good. I know Sigurdsson scored, but over the whole game, Rice was exceptional. Look, for Chelsea fans out there who are watching this show, Eden Hazard is 11-2, a price boost from 4-1 to score the first goal. And anyone who watched the highlight reel of Hazard last week, he was just exceptional. He didn't have to bother with the Europa League.
No.
He'll be fit. He'll be fresh. I disagree with Phil. I think Chelsea are going to beat West Ham.
I would still, if somebody said to me who's going to win, I'd say Chelsea. But the reason I didn't commit fully was just in case West Ham's front three click. And I'm still not convinced by that Chelsea back four just yet.
And also, we're pretty desperate for a winner at this point. So 13-10 is the type of odds that we need just build up a little bit of pot here for us. Leon, your bet is around the Arsenal game. You've got Arsenal to win against Everton, over 2.5 goals. And Aubameyang, first goal scorer. So that comes out at 11-2.
11-2. Yeah, look, I do fancy Arsenal to win at home against Everton. Everton don't have a great record when they play Arsenal away from home. I'm very disappointed with Everton. Their performances in their last two games have been shocking against Huddersfield and against West Ham. I think there'll be goals. That's why I've gone for over 2.5. Mm. And I'm a big fan of Aubameyang. I think if you get him service, he scores. So, yeah. One let me down last week. It was Mo Salah. Hopefully, this week at 11-2, the Boyle Sports Bet Builder can produce.
Last time that Everton beat Arsenal away? Anybody know?
I think it was 1996.
Oh, correct.
What?
Yeah.
Not bad.
96.
Yeah. 96, yeah.
Yeah.
Everton, I'm starting to wonder.
Big dunk.
Was it?
I don't know. That was his team, wasn't it?
His time, yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it still Paul Rideout?
Well, Rideout scored in the 95 Cup Final, so
maybe
they hardly shipped him off after the 95 Cup Final.
Maybe he just died. Recollection of that happening.
Maybe he just dined out in it.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit worried about Everton, would you?
I'm starting to wonder about Marco Silva when he came in a Hull, like they were gone, and he got them into a position. He actually got them out of the relegation zone. And I thought if he kept them up, I thought he has to be manager of the season. Ultimately, they go down. Then he gets the Watford job. I'm just wondering, is he the kind of manager that he comes in and he lifts the spirits and everyone's like, this guy's great. But then after a while, you're kind of thinking,
What's he doing?
It wasn't that hard to lift the spirits after what Big Sam did at Everton. They just wanted to see the ball not being lumped up in the air.
Yeah.
And they saw, he's been backed. Like Richarlison is back, maybe.
Yeah, well, he's a big player for them, obviously, because the way he started.
It's their back four, though.
Yeah, they have zero pace.
And even Jordan Pickford coughed up a goal last week, the Yarmolenko goal. It was
Ian Wright scored Arsenal's goal in the 2-1 game that Everton beat them at, I guess it would have been Highbury in 96,
Yeah, Highbury, yeah.
And Graeme Stewart and Andrej Kanchelskis.
Kanchelskis.
In his Everton days. Okay, so I'll bring you through our two bets, myself and Kev's treble. these actually both work out at about 8-1. So Kev's treble is Fulham to beat Watford 7-5, Crystal Palace to win at 11-10, and Leicester to beat Huddersfield at 6-10. So Crystal Palace to beat Newcastle is 11-10. Mm. Yeah. The total of that for that treble is 8-1.
Three home wins.
Leicester will beat Huddersfield. Huddersfield are awful.
I fancy Palace. I think the one that might be tricky is the early kickoff, Fulham at home to Watford. But you'd fancy three home teams.
Yeah, I kind of also in need of a win went for an accumulator, and I have obviously the insurance if only one of these falls. More than one might fall. Liverpool to win, Man United to win, Chelsea to win, Arsenal to win are all relatively straightforward. And odds on prices, 9-4 Arsenal, 15-8 Chelsea, 6-1 on Liverpool, and 10-6 Man United. They're obviously all slightly older prices when I was making this bet. Fulham to beat Watford, add it in there and you get your 8-1. So again, I think that like if I'm doing accumulators in real life, I don't want the early kickoff. I did it last week and then you would have been delighted, but your whole accumulator falls at that point and you're like, all the best I can hope for here is that I get my money back.
You get your ACA insurance. Yeah, I know. You don't want to see the first one fall.
No.
So like, hopefully Fulham can get you off to a good start.
The 3 o'clock kickoffs. Is there anything else that we've missed this week? I don't think so.
No, that's all the games, isn't it?
The only game we missed was Brighton.
Brighton Spurs,
Spurs.
How could we forget? Three defeats in a row.
Yeah.
Never happened under Pochettino.
Like,
starting to snap at people.
Yeah, the press conferences are a bit crazy.
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried, A, with his press conference, but B, the way they just seem to switch off against Inter Milan.
Mm.
Like, one first goal was a magnificent strike.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he had all the time in the world to get himself ready and hit it. Great goal. But the second goal was just farcical.
They're starting to concede a lot from set. Well, they do concede from set pieces a lot.
Mm.
Which would be a worry. And obviously Michel Vorm is Michel Vorm is a keeper that at Swansea he was decent.
Yeah.
But he's obviously got so comfortable with life at Spurs on the bench.
I mean, now he that would. He's, you're never going to play. And I know. It's like, oh shit, I actually have to do some work.
That's it. And it's almost like even the Firmino goal last week, there was a lot of luck involved, but it went through his hands. I thought he should have done better.
So this is exactly the type of game that Spurs do not want after a European midweek bit of a disaster for them.
Brighton are tough to beat at home.
And Brighton are sticky. Coming back from 2-0 down twice is a team who are playing for their manager, playing for each other, who have a style of play, who have a system, who believe enough in it to try and do stuff in the last 10 minutes of games, even when they're losing. Now, Spurs could come out and kill them. Harry Kane could score a hat-trick, but you would give Brighton a bit of a chance here.
Yeah, you would. And you look at Brighton, they got a big point away against Southampton. So they're going to be on a bit of a high. Mm. They have an exceptional home record. That's what kept them in the Premier League last year. They're 4-1 to win the game, but they're 12-5 draw no bet. Now, I'd be definitely tempted at Brighton at 12-5 draw no bet. Mm. Spurs are 8-11 away from home after losing away to Inter.
No thanks.
No, exactly. You wouldn't be backing them at odds on away from home. I think 12-5 Brighton at home, 5:30, good atmosphere.
And so draw no bet, if it's a draw, you get your money back.
Exactly.
Grant.
Exactly. Yeah, and I suppose it's a bit of insurance, Chair, just in case that they don't get over the line. I don't think Spurs are going to beat Brighton. That's why I'd go draw no bet. Okay.
Draw seems to be the sensible option there. Like you said, I wouldn't be too confident about Harry Kane scoring a hat-trick. I was watching him the other night against Inter.
He looked tired.
Well,
Keith's getting told he's tired by everybody. Like,
yeah. Well, they took him off, actually, when they were leading. So then when it goes to 1-1 against Inter, they don't have him. But that moment when he took the ball around Handanovic and he ended up running it out of play, I just thought, that didn't look great now.
No.
And you just wonder, like the stadium as well.
Are you calling it, Phil? Is that the end of the Harry Kane era is over?
No.
He's washed up?
No. It's been a really bad week for Spurs in terms of the results and obviously the stadium. That sounds farcical, what's going on. That it's not ready. And
they might as well just rule it out now.
So they're playing a League Cup game in Milton Keynes.
if anyone likes the draw, it's 11-4. But
to hell or to Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
A reminder of our specials this week. Liverpool, Manchester United and Bournemouth to win was 7-2, now 5-1. That is available until just before kickoff, 3 o'clock on Saturday. And Hazard to score first was 4-1, now 11-2. And again, just go to offtheball.com/boysports.
Jared, just the €100 matched free bet for new and existing customers. Great offer.
Good stuff, lads. We'll see you again next week around about the same time. Whatever you're watching, what's your game? You said Liverpool.
I'm going to do Liverpool, Southampton. I'm probably going to get abuse from United fans. Why aren't you doing United Wolves?
It's a good game. The United Wolves game could be a good game.
But yeah, but Liverpool, you know, if 100% record. There's a buzz around Liverpool this season.
I sense some bias in
no, the episode. No, not at all. No. We did enough duds at Old Trafford last season.
Fair enough. But then we'll, of course, be reporters at every game. You can hear all that stuff on Today FM and, of course, two live games for you on Sunday on News Talk as well. We'll see you next week. Good luck.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/BoyleSports.